Welcome everybody. Shir number 1326. We'll learn today. Lila Nishmas Moshe Doig Ben Rabban Zisel. Lila Nishmas Blima Basra Moshe and Rafur Shleima Rafol Moshe Chaim Ben Chana. Getting back to our malacha of Merakid filtering. Okay, I want to start now. We've been talking about drinks, the three different levels. Now we want to get to the most common level of drink. And that is the regular average drink that average person would drink, right? We spoke about the worst case where nobody's going to drink it, how to work with that. We spoke about where it's also midrabbanon, whereby it's the average person rather not drink it, but need be, they would drink it. And now we are up to the type of drink that the average person's drinking. It's no problem at all. There are some people who would a little strain it out a little bit. Now, we'll see that there are something called very finicky people, very sensitive type people. So that is, those halachas are a little bit different. We'll try to talk about those separately. In all the cases, actually, so how that works across the board. Right now, we're trying to go down the regular standard line of the average person. So he brings down, just to start off the subject, because this I want to get into a little bit more. There's many, many different drinks. The average, for example, you have orange juice that has little pieces in it sometimes, you know, and stuff like that. You have sometimes tea, which has a small amount of tea leaves in it that the average person is going to drink. You have sometimes wine, which is mamish clear. It's free of sediments, but could be made a drop clearer by filtering it out. Sometimes tap water, regular tap water, which, whatever, we'll see if we'll talk about the, you know, the bugs issue and the regular, the little drops of dirt. But the regular average, regular tap water, let's say, every average person is going to drink it in a place and time where it's regular clean. So how does that work? Okay, so we'll see all those cases, but these are very various different cases, interesting cases that come up that apply to everybody, right? Have a drink that's a regular drinkable drink, and I just want to throw it in the, you know, filter it out a little bit more. Would I drink it like this? Yeah, it's 100%, no problem. Yeah, 199% or whatever. So these are all things which fall under the last category, which is brings down the Sefer Zocha V'Shama, which we've been going through on page 25, filtering a drink which is basically clear. That's the name of it, basically. Filtering a drink which is basically clear. Okay. We'll try and see in the Shulchan Aruch a little how it applies. So just start off the subject today on page 25. Such drinks may be filtered on Shabbos. Such a drink, you're allowed to filter on Shabbos. Okay. For example, you have something called a Britter. It's sort of like, again, I'm not getting into the water filters right now. On the sinks and so on. We've spoken about that in the past. Maybe we'll try and talk about it a little bit more. But let's say, for example, something along the lines of like a Britter type thing. It filters out the water, but when you drink the water anyways, yeah. But it gives it a little bit of an extra, you know, filtering, if you want to call it, something along those lines. That would be a perfect example. Okay, so he starts off. He says, a drink containing such a insignificant amount of impurities that most people would drink it without bothering to filter it is not even considered a mixture. You'll say, and not even a mixture. It's not a mixture. Forget about the osir or mutter. It's. We're talking about first. You have to have a mixture. Again, in boirer or merakid, and by zoyre winnowing, it was a question, right? We saw over there that was the Mishabura brought the Rama brought a Yerushalmi. That was a little bit of a question, but definitely in boirer and in merakid sifting, you have to have two different entities, two different types. You have to have a mixture. No mixture, no problem, as they say. So now the question is, it's not even considered a mixture, midrabanan, because like we've been talking about that it's bottle, right? If we could show that it's bottle, like we said, there's such a small amount of impurities that it's mamish bottle to the liquid. So then we say it's not even a impurity. It's not even a mixture, midrabanan, because the average person will just drink it. It's no problem at all. So in this level, our last level, which we're talking about, where the average person's drinking it, as the impurities are totally nullified and are considered to be non-existent. You'll say, what do you mean? There's something in there. I see it. You know, whatever. So bottom line is, it's normal, the average normal person's drinking it. Let's say like the orange juice with those little pieces in it. Not the skin, not the pits. There's little pieces of pulp or whatever, whereby it's made like that. Average person drinks it and that's it. You know, again, we'll talk about if somebody's a mephunic, somebody's sensitive or something, we'll talk about that. But the average person's drinking it and finishes, no problem at all. So then all that stuff that's inside, if any, and the drink is bottled to the drink. It's nullified and it's considered to be non-existent. Such a drink may therefore be filtered on Shabbos. Okay. Now, so we brought some examples. So like we said, wine, for example, that's clear and the average person's going to drink it. Orange juice, other drinks that contain a few particles, little bits possibly of the fruit in it, or something along those lines where the average person's going to drink it. Tea, like we said, with maybe tiny bits of tea leaves that most people would drink it, no problem at all. They're not disturbed. He brings another example, wine, which has been made within the last few days, and at this stage, it's essentially it is essential that the pulp, grape, grapes, raisins, or whatever the case is, are still in the wine, since they are still giving it a flavor, right? Causing fermentation and so on. So, since the wine still requires the presence of these solids, they are not considered at this stage to be a mixture. In other words, it's part of the wine; it's part of giving it the flavor in general. So, so it's not considered two different mixtures. So that's what we said at this stage. There's no mixture of two different substances, and the Isra Merakid would not apply because it's all wine. It's all the same thing. It's all part of the essence of the wine. Okay. He brings down the same thing if any other type of drink is at the early stages of fermentation, so wouldn't be considered a mixture and is totally exempt from the Isser of Merakid. And now, again, as long as people are drinking it the way it is, the average person, this is based as of, on a far-reaching rule of the Melachos Abayim, Merakid, only when a mixture exists. Is there a problem? No mixture, no problem. Okay. Okay, so Lemaisa, this type of drink, it would be allowed to be strained out. But the average normal person, not somebody who's a extremely sensitive, but the average normal person. So just to start out, to bring from the Sefer Shabbos home, he brings down an interesting case, which we just said. Since pulp, what about pulp in orange juice? You have pulp in orange juice. I think Rav Moshe writes it in a tshuva like that, that since pulp is a natural component of orange juice, they sell orange juice with pulp. That's how they sell it. People buy like it like that. Since pulp is a natural component of orange juice, the pulp and juice are not regarded as separate elements of a mixture. Okay, therefore, one is permitted to skim pulp from the juice, even with a strainer on Shabbos. However, for a person, for a person who is sensitive, like Malmish, it's not for me. I can't drink such a drink. So that's what we've been talking about. Such a person to drink anything but clear juice. In other words, I can't deal with this pulp. I have to have clear juice. I just can't drink it. So then the pulp would be regarded as a psoilus, as a real psoilus. So therefore, this person may not remove the pulp on Shabbos. But if it's a regular average person, then they don't mind the pulp, so they'll strain it a little drop, maybe a little drop less or whatever. They want some pulp in there, they don't mind. They'll strain it a little to get rid of some of the pulp, whatever the case is. So the average normal person, so that's what he says, the pulp and the juice would not be regarded as separate elements and therefore would be allowed to strain out this thing. But if somebody taco won't drink it the way it is, then that's running into a problem. Okay, we'll continue on this all-important subject, upcoming shirim. Thank you for listening. Hatzlacha and bracha kol tov.